The Pit in the Garden by A.M. Burridge. A Francis Chard occult detective story. Francis Chard occasionally wrote short articles dealing with his experiences of the supernormal, and his less abstruse and therefore more popular effusions were generally printed in the Sunday papers. These hardly ever failed to produce a mixed bag of letters from strangers, which were in due time readdressed to him, subsequently to provide us with a certain amount of entertainment. Most of these letters came from sceptics or hardened materialists and varied in tone between gentle chaff and vulgar abuse. Prosy old gentlemen, whose mental balances were plainly precarious, expounded their own theories in long, closely written pages. There were the usual touting letters from professional clairvoyants, and occasionally there came a communication which was interesting and which had to be taken seriously. One such arrived on a certain Monday evening in October, having been written and posted on the Sunday evening, and redirected from the newspaper office that same day. Chard brought it round to show it me, and I read as follows. High Oak Inn, Blakebury Common, Barks, October 8, 1925. Dear Sir, my wife and I have read with much interest your article.